Lecture 24, The Ottoman Empire.
In this lecture, I wish to conclude the series on civilizations in Asia Minor with the emergence of the Ottoman Empire. And I plan to deal with three topics here. First is the institutional and military basis of the Ottoman state, how it emerged from a really rather obscure emirate, that is a minor kingdom in the 14th century at the time that the Sultanate was breaking up, into a great world empire. In some ways, the most successful world empire in the Mediterranean world and Near East since the Romans. Then I'd like to discuss some of the great cultural achievements we associate with the Ottoman Empire, and particularly pointing out that in many ways the Ottoman Empire, in its arts, in its letters, as well as in its statecraft, was the successor to this very rich tradition of civilizations that go all the way back to the Hittites. And once again remind you that while a classicist by training and dealing with the transformation of Greek and Roman civilization into early Christian civilization, I became fascinated with the entire range of historical instances where civilizations have been reinvented in Asia Minor, and the Ottoman is the last of this reinvention of the great traditions in a new form. And finally, I'd like to close with some thoughts about how there is still a continuing of the reinterpretation of earlier civilizations in modern Turkey, and that this process is still going on and is still being played out on this peninsula of Asia Minor. Well, let's go back to our first topic, and that is the emergence of the Ottoman Empire. As I mentioned last time, it was something of a surprise that it was the Ottoman sultans who reunited Asia Minor into an effective political organization and the first really great Muslim state and in Asia Minor. There were several reasons for this. The Ottoman sultans had several advantages on their side, and I'd like to start with the first sultan, a man by the name of Orhan, who came to power in 1326. It is only in 1337 that he felt strong enough to take the title Sultan. And I want to stress that point for a moment, because Orhan had succeeded in conquering the remnants of Byzantine Asia Minor, that would be northwestern Asia Minor, northwestern Turkey today, and established his capital at Bursa, classical Prusa, the home of that famous, a number of famous orators in the Roman age and of the kings of Bithynia. And so Bursa is modern, is ancient Prusa. And Bursa to this day is regarded as the second most sacred city in Turkey. Konya, which has the shrine of the Mevlana, is the first, and Bursa is in second place. And Istanbul is really quite far down in terms of sacred spots. The use of the title Sultan was an indication that the Ottoman state had come of age. The title goes back to the 11th century when the first Turks emerged as a political force in the Near East. It was used in 1055 to describe the position of Tugrul Bey. That was the first Seljuk sultan who had taken his tribes out of Central Asia into the Middle East. He had restored the power of the Caliph. And Caliph refers to the successor of Muhammad. And there were a series of these successors, the so-called first Orthodox Caliphs, followed by the Umayyad and Abbasid, and they are the religious figures. They are the interpreters of the tradition as set down by Muhammad, who spoke the word of God, which was recorded in the Quran. And so the Caliph is a title that originally had both political and religious implications. He was the head of the entire Ummah, the entire community of believers in the Islamic world. But by the time of the 11th century, he had declined into essentially a religious figure and resided in the city of Baghdad. So Sultan was really the most important title to which a regional ruler in the Islamic world could aspire. And Sultan meant, in effect, guardian. It was an indication that Orhan and his successors were legitimate rulers who had the approval of the Orthodox traditions of Islam. So taking that title and building Bursa into the first Ottoman capital were all signs of the success of the early Ottoman state. And Orhan was a great builder. The city of Bursa today boasts many of the finest early mosques in the Ottoman tradition, and also many important madrasas, that is, those schools for Muslim intellectuals and theologians, which in effect take over the role of Christian monasteries.